In this presentation, I will talk about physiological effect of oak bioactive extract to contain and suppress HLB disease on citrus. So for the Florida people that were at the Florida State Horticultural Society meeting, I already talked a little bit about this. We have new data now. And the main thing about this research is that we are proposing something that can be sustainable and can be organic in terms of containing and suppress HLB. I'm going to skip about all the introduction. We all know that HLB is bad. It arrived in Florida in 2005. No HLB-resistant varieties or rootstock are available. We have more than 70% decline in production since 2005. Our state has suffered a big loss of citrus infrastructure and groves. And it affects the phloem, and when you have HLB, you have a high C-last titer, you have starch accumulation in the leaves, and then that's why you see chlorosis or yellowing of the leaves, and you have poorly developed or suppressed root growth. The current mitigation methods are actually pretty aggressive for certain points, so they can be physical or chemical. We are talking about insecticide, bactericide, tree removal, and destruction of the trees, and that brings us the cost up to 200% increase in growth maintenance since 2002-2003. No cure exists at the moment, and one thing you may need to know, and if you don't know, it's about the CLAS, the bacteria cannot be plated. And there is limited mobility of compounds that kill the Liberibacter. And so far, courage management of the growth is the only thing that seems to help. So nutrition and irrigation are the only two things that so far have provided some cure to the and some relief to our growers. So the main challenge that we have is that the efficacy, environmental health concern, and psyllid eventually resistant of psyllid or psyllus, and the cost of the current HLB mitigation strategy are interesting and are a problem. What we observed, so we received a phone call a couple of years ago from growers, and they were saying, oh, look, we have citrus growing under oaks, and they look healthy. They don't have HLB symptoms. And they were telling us there is something in the oak leaves, you need to see that. And so I went online, I did the research, this was back in 2013. People were talking about citrus green on oak tree effect, and they were thinking about maybe this resistant genotype of citrus that grows under the oak is maybe a shade, can be the environment, maybe the soil, the wild plant proximity. So I was not really convinced about any of these, and with me there were other people that were working on this from USDA next door here in Fort Pierce, and we started thinking about there may be something in the oak leaves, and when it rains, these compounds are going on the trees and in the soil, and this was just a picture that was online, and we did actually went to a citrus grove, and here you have this hammock, and in this hammock you have citrus growing under oaks. And if you're wondering why citrus are growing under oak, it's because animals will eat the citrus, and then will release the seeds with their feces, and the citrus will grow, and they will look really good with no HLB symptoms. So the hypothesis is could water extract of oak leaves, it rains a lot in Florida, be responsible for the observation. And so with that in mind, we put together an experiment. So we were using water and for irrigation and oak leaf extract. So we were watering the plant with oak leaf extract. And we were also spraying and we are also spraying them. So it's a spraying and drenching to HLB infected citrus tree biweekly application for 2 months. And so this is a quick preview of what we did. So we are 2 years old, we inoculate them, we treat them, we spray them, and we irrigate them, and then we let them recover for 4 months, and then we start measuring. So the first thing we noted was that after 4 months, the trees were looking good in terms of like phenotype. They were healthier, they were green. We did analysis of biomass. The roots were, we have more biomass, we have more healthy roots. Still working on parts of these data. But what was really interesting was the Silas titer. That was one of the first things I want to see before doing more experiment. And as you can see here, one of the plants were almost 40, so there were no more Silas. Some of them, they change a little bit, but overall, there was an improvement, so the bacteria decrease. And we measured chlorophylls in the leaf, chlorophyll A, chlorophyll B, they're all higher in concentration. We did some physiological measurements, stomatal conductance was better. We did electrolyte leakage to measure cell damages in the leaf, and we found differences. So the plants treated with our oak extract, they were doing better. We measured starch content, and we found less starches in the plant, the leaves treated with our oak extracts. And we did some genes too, so the starch synthase was going down in the oak treatment, and the starch degradation was actually going up. So the leaves were restoring their functions, and we hypothesized that, again, since in unhealthy plants you have your starches, then when you have HLB, you have these big starch granules, but then after our treatment, we noticed that the new leaves were actually recovering and they were looking healthier. So we start thinking about, is that something that is in the oak leaf? We did a literature review, didn't really find a lot. There was one reference, 2004, about plant pathogen, but not literature about antibacterial properties of Quercus laurifolia, which is the oak leaf that we use, and particularly no literature could be found on the application of oak leaf extract against HLB. And so we ran a HPLC UV and Max Prettler analysis, and we found that most of the compound were hydroxyacinamide derivatives. So we start thinking about this compound, and with the help of chemist people at the USDA, particularly Dr. Dorado, we hypothesized that P. cumaric acid can be the responsible one. So we did the total ion current chromatogram from the aqueous oak leaf extract, and most of the ions are of the 147 or 163 mass to charge ratio. So I'm not a chemist, but for what she told me and for what we saw, possible it's a hydroxyacinamide identity. We are thinking about P. cumaric acid as the responsible molecule, and the relative intensity of fragments from most abundant to least, and this is what we found. So now we are here at this stage of our research, and I know we still have a long way to go because we only test one oak species, which was close to our research station. This was a preliminary study. So of course, next will be collection of leaves from different oaks, maybe other species, more analysis with a better and full picture of what we are going to see, because we are still in the process of validating the results. And of course, we will need to use chemical standards. But most importantly, we did this experiment in the greenhouse, so the field study will be what we really need. And as of today, I don't really have an idea of the concentration we should use. So what we did was collecting leaves, 100 grams of leaves in 4 liters of water, wait overnight, and then spray and irrigate the plants with that. But we don't have a quantity or a formulation of oak leaf extract to apply, particularly in the field. So we still have some work to do. But I think those were interesting results, and that's what I want to share those with you. I would like to say thank to my research team and Dr. Shatters, Dr. Pitino, Dr. Dorado, and Dr. Cano. So this was partially funded with my startup money, and USDA really also helped with the research. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Jude. What does your extract do to the pH of the soil?
We didn't do that, but we are planning on doing that.
I would guess that you're acidifying the soil.
Yes, that's our hypothesis. So.
And on a different note, did you check the micronutrient content of the extract?
Not of the extract. We have the. We should do that. We are doing the nutrients analysis of the trees, of the treated trees, and we noted that there are more uptake of nitrogen, but we didn't do the nutrients of the extract. And also what we would like to do is to try other different species, because we are not using the control we are using is just an HLB affected trees. So we should use unhealthy trees also as control. That's another thing we have in mind for the future.
I suspect you'll see differences in the micronutrient content checking.
Since you guys are proposing that it could be picomoric acid, are you planning to just treat it without it?
That's the if it's really that, we can just use that bioactive compound without going and destroy all the oak leaves in Florida.